see that, Sam?
We'll keep rolling. Yeah, I did see the SNL gay dads.
It wasn't even funny.
The people who watch the show, the way they laugh, the way they know what to laugh at, it's called social proof, and it's when they hear other people laughing, which is why the show has a live studio audience that is coached to laugh. There's like 8 people who sit up front, New York City women and gay men who go to attend those live tapings, and they're instructed when to laugh. They don't know it's trash, but that sketch, the point of it is to move the Overton window. It's to sort of visually create the appearance of backtracking and pivoting away from woke stuff, giving, a concession, like, all right, we agree, it is weird that these gay guys have this 14-year-old Nepalese boy they adopted. But really, it's just a tactic. It's just the same thing. It's the way to understand this stuff is through military. It's a military operation.
The chameleon.
Yeah, chameleon shit.
I will say the most nefarious thing I've ever seen, it was a news spot on how a woman was having a hard time like buying groceries, and that woman was trans. And they didn't even mention that.
It's just pushing the Overton window, and that's the attack plan. The plan is attack, 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 and it's never anything different. So the thing that makes me, it's kind of annoying to see, is on Twitter, people being like, oh, SNL might actually come back around and be based. This might be the return of comedy. Guys, no, not going to happen. Oh, it's finally, the tides are coming our way. They're ideologues who are in it until death, just so you know. Anyway, I thought it was funny. I love SNL. It's a good sketch. It's a good old sketch. You should watch old SNL, though, if you're bored and need something to do.
What year's the cutoff point?
Probably 2008. I'm very surprised at... I'm surprised when people are like, you should watch White Lotus. Did you watch White Lotus?
My girlfriend watches it.
Are we supposed to watch White Lotus? You don't need to do all that. You don't need to... I know you think you need to search for what people are watching or something like that, but you really don't. You just need to watch old stuff. Just ask Reddit what's good and old. SNL from the 90s, 94. Whenever Phil Hartman's in an episode, it's guaranteed to be good. In Living Color, there's tons of good comedy that you guys probably haven't seen or even heard of.
There's a weird mindset, and I remember recommending stuff like The Sopranos to my dad. They're like, we need something to watch. And I'm like, why don't you watch The Sopranos? He's like, that's old. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? I genuinely don't understand that mindset, though.
Well, I think people want to partake in the conversation of the moment. So, like, collectively, everybody watching White Lotus, there is a, you're part of the conversation. The thing that's happening. Well, this thing's happening. Oh, it's some show. There's just like nasty sex in it, but it's happening. And now you're part of it and you can talk about it. Oh, mind bomb. The nasty sex had a plot twist in it. Is there a thing like that? Does it have a plot twist?
No.
A sex twist?
No, it's just like...
A sexy twist?
It's taking different groups of people at a resort and then following their own separate stories. Mm-hmm. So you have like the 3 bachelorettes who are older, one's famous, and then the 2 jealous friends, and then you have the successful family, but the dad is undergoing a financial crisis that he's not telling them about, and then you just have gay guys, and that's all you need to know, really.
Yeah. I think that's why it's because the girls are the ones that suggest this thing first and foremost, and then the guys get suckered into it. I think it's a social thing. I think it's like feeling like you're part of, there's something to gossip about that you're part of. The anti-African-American sentiment online is growing. I have no idea why, but it's really bad. We're gonna take it easy on them this time around, guys. We're taking it easy on them. We're cutting them a break.
Give them a break.
I'm gonna come out right here and say it. I believe that black conspiracies are true.
Me too.
I believe these guys 100%. I'm not saying that for fun, okay? It is a serious thing. Hold on, I'm smoking, all right? Just relax. Leave it in the edit, too. Hold on a second. You have to pack it like a baby.
And then like a woman, and then like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Or a daddy, and then a mommy.
Sam's favorite idiom.
All right, so this guy thinks the TV is watching him.
So they say these motherfuckers watch me through the TV, right? You know, just laying in this bitch, wonder why, can't sleep, right?
Hey, man, y'all gonna get rid of them. We getting rid of TVs, man. Look at this pussy-ass Vietnamese, Chinese-looking motherfucker, man, sitting there. He in some type of studio or something, dog.
Yeah, you're an expert gamer. It's a burn-in. It's a burn-in on the TV. He's wrong. Is he that wrong? Do you think the TV's not watching him? Do you think there's not a Chinese man on the other end of your device?
Look at that haunting visage, too. That's
watching
the
you.
Face.
People are so quick to be this, like, gamer know-it-all. I know every fact. Yeah, it's actually a residual memory in the LCD from the system. It was hypothesized from the pixel in there, which I knew about because I'm a gamer. You sound so fucking smart, man. And there's not a Chinese guy on the other end of your device watching you right now because you're a genius. You know. You know what black people don't. Congratulations. Congratulations, man. You figured it out, all right? This guy in the hood, nickname in the hood's G, by the way, all right? You know the mid-curve thing? You're on the low end of the spectrum? If you're on the low end of the spectrum, you are protected by superstition and stupidity. This hood guy, hey, man, that TV watching me. Hey, who this Chinese on my TV? That shit watching me. I'm gonna get rid of that shit. Hey! That's actually smart. That's what you should say and get rid of your TV. You're not gonna because you're a gamer and you know that it's a burn-in.
He's right, though. On the opposite end, the geniuses know that the Chinese, the Chi-Coms, are watching them through the end of the TV, collecting all your data. They've got X-ray vision. It's got a whole vision. They know more about your personal health than you do.
Just because this guy doesn't know how to back up his argument doesn't mean that it's any less valid. That's the point here, guys, all right?
What was that one thing that came out? There was a patent, I think it was by Sony, where they legitimately wanted to have ads that you could skip, but you had to interact with the advertisement to skip them.
Oh, yeah, you'd like stand up and clap
No, you gotta go McDonald's!
Yeah. That's mad funny. I'm surprised we don't have that.
We need that. I want it.
Work for the skip. You have to physically skip.
We should do that with Extreme Peace, I think.
That's a good idea.
Doesn't matter whether you're going for a layup or a three-pointer. You need to stay focused. Ever wonder why your brain feels foggy? Even when you're eating clean and exercising? It might not be burnout. It could be parasites. Groundbreaking research from Dr. Alan McDonald revealed a direct link between chronic parasitic infections and neurological diseases like multiple sclerosis. Parasites can cause inflammation, nerve damage, and long-term cognitive decline. More reason to do a full body cleanse at least once a year. The wellness company has a solution for you. Ivermectin with Mebendazole, the gold standard parasite solution, now combined in one cleanse combo, designed to eliminate harmful invaders and support your immune system naturally. Medical grade, not some trendy herbal gimmicks. Fill out a quick intake form and get a 3-month supply shipped straight to your door. Maha is officially here. And the wellness company is making hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Head to twc.health/hide and use code HIDE for $60 off plus free shipping on all orders? That's crazy! How are they even making money at this point? Cleanse your body today. This next gentleman, I'm told he believes that fast food is human bodies.
Let me tell y'all something. There are nobody in the graveyard. The graveyard never got bigger. It always been the same for years and decades, bro. It never got even bigger, bro. The minute you leave that cemetery or that graveyard, they take those people, bro. I'm gonna tell you what they use them for. They use them for shit like this. Chick-fil-A you got right there. You got Burger King right there. Over there you have Wendy's.
So once again, he's not entirely going down the wrong track here. Someone wrote, the guy's a hack. Carlin did this bit in the late 90s. Nevertheless, is he 100% wrong? Is he 100% wrong? Or does he have his heart in the right place with this newfound desire to avoid processed food? I don't know.
Yeah. Organ trafficking.
Organ trafficking. You never know what's going to happen if you set foot inside a McDonald's, except you do know it's going to taste good.
Yeah, they make the body taste pretty good.
Look at the gravestones. They're all very old.
They're
like 1800s, you know, 1948. I've never seen one from 2018.
And you might think it's a challenge to harvest bodies and put them and make them food and sneak it. But all the bridges have been built. All the roads have been built. All the hard things are done.
There's body tubes in everything.
Tubes?
In all of our infrastructure, there are tubes for human goo.
I believe that, yeah.
The one question he leaves unanswered, though, is what part of the body does the McNigger come from? It's the head. That's why it looks back at you, big lips.
The McLip.
That's hey, y'all eating me! Y'all eating me! Hey! It's a hard burger to swallow.
You're selling me on it, to be honest
with
you.
I'm getting hungry.
Maybe there's something to it. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer, he ate all those gay black guys.
I take it back.
All right, let's pull up the morning equals morning gal.
So let's talk about where the word good morning originated from. All right, so during slavery times, when the women used to mourn about their child being taken away and sold to a different slave master, or if one of the family members did something that resulted into them getting whipped or killed, most of these things used to happen in the evening time. The white slave masters, the oppressors, will wake up in the morning time and they'll tell the slaves, "Did you have a good morning?" Basically, did you have a good cry out?
That must be a fun thing to have in your head on repeat 24/7 for your entire
life. It's
like
a carousel.
Yeah. A historical whining about something that didn't happen to you and doesn't affect you in any way that's negative.
If that was true, wouldn't it be like good crying to you, sir? They changed it to take that out, Luke.
It must be tough to have a mind like that when your mythology is so toxic and you can't escape it. That's all.
That's the true buck breaking, if you ask me.
This is funny. It's the same with the word hello, which actually comes from hell. They saying, "You like living in hell?" Oh! They just drop the space and the question mark, and that's how you get hello. Did you know that?
That's why they don't greet you with a hello. They always say, "All right now." You ever been there?
What do they say?
All right now. Seen that?
Yeah, that's what they would say when they stopped whipping you.
All right now.
All right now. You go on.
You had your fun.
The stuff that's like spelling is actually a spell. That's pretty funny, man.
That is. Library, where they keep
the lies. It's
full of lies. Yes.
Nick Cannon on Melanin Power. This guy is great and classic.
You'd have a person that has the lack of pigment, the lack of melanin, that they know that they will be annihilated. They have the lack of compassion. Mm-hmm. That melanin comes with compassion. Melanin comes with soul, that we call it. We call it soul. We soul brothers and sisters. When they were sent to the mountains of Caucasus, when they didn't have the power of the sun, so they're acting as animals.
Right.
So they're the ones that are actually closer to animals.
Wise words from Nick Cannon. I think a lot of this is inspired by rappers using voice modulation. T-Pain's auto-tune, low and high pitch effects got them convinced we're more. I like when they refer to themselves as gods.
Yeah.
That always sounds super insane.
When they say that we're kings, they're shooting low.
Oh my God.
I think they are convinced that they're from space, yeah. But Nick Cannon made a point that melanated people are all connected. And then you say, there's a lot of black on black crime. It's like, well, don't we hurt the ones we're closest to that we love the most?
Poetic.
I think so.
The stuff I want polled, it doesn't get polled. I want to know how many black people in America think that Wakanda is real. I don't want man on the street interview. I want real, a institute. I want the whatever institute. Who does the polling?
Pew.
Pew? I want Pew Research to go out and do this. And you'd have to ask questions, because at first they're going to say, no, of course, I don't think Wakanda is real. But then you dig deeper and you're like, well, do you think that there's an ancient alien race that's melanated, that invented the star suit?
Yeah.
And the cell phone, and they're like, well,
Yeah, you get a well.
I don't believe that didn't happen.
It goes back to Yasuke.
Yasuke.
What's Yasuke?
The black samurai. Yeah.
All right, it predates that. It goes way back before.
I mean the...
Yasuke. Goes back 7,000 years to Blackonia. Pimp heaven. There's hoes everywhere. There's Hennessy. Goblets of Hennessy. For all niggas to imbibe and enjoy. Whatever, I don't know. The darker skinned a person is, the more empathy they have. In a related story, blacks commit more murders, rapes, and robberies than all other racial groups combined. White people, it's so, show some compassion out there.
It's a bit of a hateful factoid, if you
That's
ask me.
That's the type of thing we don't condone or talk about. But you need to know so you don't get stabbed. It's one of those catch-22s. It's a thing you can't know about or say publicly, but you need the information to not be stabbed.
Got to wear chainmail when you go outside.
Chainmail to the track meet.
Oh, no.
I wasn't that fast in the hurdles this year. I had to wear chainmail.
Oh, no.
I was weighed down. When Mickey Rourke busting JoJo Siwa's balls. Get used to JoJo Siwa because she obviously knows media literacy and PR, her pivot to open gross lesbianism to continue gross ambiguous LGBTQ stuff to ensure that she'd continue to be stuffed on a TV in front of children. You're probably going to be seeing JoJo Siwa until you're dead. You're probably going to be watching this bitch on...
What the...
That's someone knocking on it?
There is... I'll get shot. You guys sit down. You're too important.
Sam's biggest.
That's true. It sucks that light. You can't see anything.
Yo! What's up? I'm sorry, brother. We're not hiring. I'm broke, man. Nah, it's just for YouTube. It's, we don't make money, though.
We gotta hang a blanket up next time.
It's a new channel. It's not on YouTube. It's on Twitch.
We're speedrunning. Tell them we're speedrunning.
We don't make money yet, bro. We're working on it. Yeah. Have a good day, man. Have a good day.
Y'all doing the news in there?
Y'all filming a big TV show in there?
Yeah, JoJo Siwa, you're gonna be watching her on your deathbed. She's going to be around till age 800, so get ready for more.
She's doing her dance, and you're watching that alongside the Subway Surfers. Can you pull up her dance moves?
I think she'll replace the Subway Surfers.
JoJo, I know you're sort of a bigger personality than I am, and you're going to be around longer than I am, but just give you some advice here. You just got called a fag by Mickey Rourke, all right? This is a guy... He's probably the most faggily dressed out of everybody in Hollywood, which is a gay satanic cult. And he called you a fag, all right? His personal assistant, this is Mickey's personal assistant right here. He's kissing and cuddling. I don't know if they do it, that type of stuff together, but maybe he's straight as hell. I don't know. There he is naked in a pile of energy. He probably gets mad bitches. There he is at the hot zone with the boys. Oh, he's skiing. He's got different outfits on. He's getting dressed up for Mickey. He's got to help Mickey take a phone call or two.
Mickey's over 70 years old.
He's a goated legend. Now, the stuff Mickey Rourke has worn intentionally is gay enough to make Chris Tucker's character in Fifth Element say, "Damn! You a faggot."
His face looks like the Halloween mask.
His face looks like the handsome man mask.
Well, that's now, what I mean.
Mickey Rourke's been in Hollywood his entire life. He's been surrounded by gay people. He doesn't seem like a tactful guy. But my theory is that he said this to JoJo Siwa because she's fat. When as soon as I saw her fat face, I wanted to say, "You're a fucking fag.
Roly poly.
Bro." Let's pull up the JoJo Siwa dance video.
Human snowman.
I have no interest in Big Brother, but I watched every Mickey Rourke clip that I could get my hands on, because I love the mixture, all right? And it honestly made me start thinking, hey, maybe TV's back. Maybe the Big Brother guys are fashy and they're coming around and the pendulum's swinging back like it is with SNL. But then I realized, no, that's not the case. Now I'm watching 0% of Big Brother. It's a missed opportunity. Honestly, they should have a show. If they had a show where they were verbally abusing JoJo Siwa, I'd tune into that.
A competition.
It would be competition, yeah. Or physically. Didn't he say he was going to, like, fuck her till he loved him?
I think that was Mike Tyson, but he did say he would tie her up.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yo! Yeah.
He couldn't help it.
The mixer.
If I stay longer than 4 days, you won't be gay anymore.
I can guarantee I will still be gay and I will still be in a very happy relationship.
I'll tie you up.
I can promise you that won't happen. I dare you to try. You'll be the one tied up.
Saying that he's going to make JoJo Siwa not gay by tying her up and f***ing her. Bold.
That's so Mickey.
Very bold, Mickey. That might be the craziest thing you said all week.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you're dressed the way Mickey Rourke is, you have to, that's so loud. You have to say something to rise above what your appearance is.
That's absolutely correct.
Saying that he said that to her because she's fat
is
such a critical hit.
Well, he would her skinny, too.
Agonizing.
He would the fat away, too. That's what was unsaid. But Mickey, I knew that he meant it.
The Mickey Rourke.
You tell your skinny bitch.
Super funny. Just honed in.
Yeah.
Peeled back the layers of this gay dude. It was holy
he
shit.
Like, he thought he was being nice. He's like, I'm not going to call you fat.
Yeah.
I'll just call you a fag instead.
Well, he said fag. He meant cigarette, to be fair. He's in England. This is UK. Big Brother UK.
Right. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't throw him in the brig or whatever they call jail in jolly old the lorry.
Mickey kicked off is the worst mistake in reality TV since Trump fired Andrew Dice Clay on The Apprentice. And Big Brother fumbled the ball when they booted superstar Luke Valentine for saying the most fun word that there is to say.
I said an eighth of the fun word, too. It wasn't even the full damn thing.
That's how fun it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you at least had one-eighth of the fun.
We're in the cheese room, nigga. Dude. Anyways, we were in the cheese room.
We're going to get you on there soon.
JoJo Siwa, her signature dance. We're not going to pull up the Dance Moms clip. That's disgusting. Can you just play a little clip here?
The fans have dubbed me the CEO of gay pop, so that's me, baby.
Pause. Okay, so if I was like...
Oh, no. No, Sam, don't do it.
Go ahead, hit play again.
My name is JoJo Siwa, and I am a singer, performer, I'm an influencer. I'm a superstar, baby.
You can't get whiter
teeth. No!
No!
You play?
No!
Yeah, that's what a fag would do. I can't keep doing that.
Ooh.
It's making me gay.
This is the same stereotypical, like, Butch Dyke that tried to bully me unsuccessfully in high school, criticized my clothing, which, to be fair, they were right. Mm-hmm. They were criticizing my flip-flop sandals, and I looked at them and I said, and I just kept walking. It was a genuinely shocking moment.
It's actually great that most entertainment sucks. I mean, I would agree with that. I think that if TV were better, you'd just be watching TV all day.
Yeah.
I think it does, actually, it is a good thing that it does suck. Anything watchable is either censored or banned, and video games are AIDS. The challenge now is preventing addiction to other online realms. Minecraft, the entire movie without CGI was leaked. I think we've all seen that. It does look kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I do like that you can see the whole movie without CGI. My guess would be that someone that, you know, just had a good sense of humor and saw how fun it was without the CGI and let that one fly.
Like in studio.
They might have even made an official, you know, decision to do that.
I thought about that.
But it looks like that movie's gone gangbusters. How much has it made? Fuckload?
Or how many studios are going to try to mimic that, try to catch the meme sort of status, and we're going to get endless slop?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think people have done that in the past with that horror movie Smile, with the viral marketing with people, like, smiling. I don't think they're smart enough to generate that type of thing, you know.
Naturally.
Nine times out of ten, naturally, yeah. But... good for them. They made it. They made a Minecraft. Is it good? Have you watched the movie?
We want to watch it. We all want to go as a group.
No. You want to go as a group?
I was vetoed. I don't want to go. Well, I have to go if everyone else is going. So it's an obligation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went with my brother, and it was nice to see, like, the generation of guys from 40 with their kids to me at 27 with my brother to the college kids now to teenagers. It was just a riot. It was just really, like, it was a party in a theater.
Damn.
Just people throwing shit. It was very fun.
They were fucking up the theater, making a mess.
They were making a mess. But it's exciting. Like, I like the movie-going experience, and it kind of sucks post-COVID that it's just been annihilated. But that's what movies are supposed to do, right? They're supposed to, like, be fun and exciting. When I first saw it, I was like, this is going to be terrible. It's got Jack Black. And then I saw all the reactions, and I'm like, I want to go there.
They do have to earn their wage. Someone has to keep that them in check, the people that work at these theaters. I think it's a good thing that people are finally starting to utilize the theater cleaner people for what they're supposed to be used for, you know?
I'm going to intentionally get sick in there. I'm going to eat a bunch of crap.
If you're watching Minecraft, you can just take a shit in the theater.
Cut out a hole.
Why wouldn't you?
Chicken jockey.
That would actually be fun. That might make it worth my while.
If you're Jack Black and you have access to do this, you just cut yourself like with a cell phone video in the middle of the movie. You're like, everybody take a shit. That would be so good. And everybody would shit on the floor.
Minecraft Aftermath. Wait. Oh, it's Indians. It's just regular Indians at an Indian movie.
You know that feeling on your shoes when you go into a filthy theater and it sticks to the bottom of your shoe? Imagine that on your bare foot.
Imagine that, but Indian stick.
Indian stick.
Imagine Indian skin on your body on the outside of it. Imagine you look down and you've got brown Indian hands and brown Indian feet.
Imagine you have Indian skin in you.
Well, they eating bodies and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's the way they make curry.
You order a chicken joy at Jollibee, and then that's Indian flesh.
They straight up eating Indians out here.
They're going to start doing that in Canada.
That'd be a more hygienic use for them. The behavior seen in the theaters could be the influence of Indians in America. Step aside, Wiggers. Windians are here. Speaking of Indians, Indian Amazon has been discovered. Let's make sure we credit this fellow on Twitter here. This is Alexander Augustine, and we've got Indian Amazon, which, let's check out his images that he's got there. Are those motorcycles for sale on Indian Amazon?
Yeah.
Damn, they're buying scooters and shit? Vibrator for girls? I can't read it. Vibrator on machine? For the vagina inside, or the vagina inside, for the girl private part, or for boys' panis. And the next one that we got, this is fucked up. Vrindavan Bazaar Gobar Upla, 100% cow dung cake, completely dry for Hawan Puja rituals. 500 of them for $175. Benefits of applying cow dung. The recent researches have proved that cow dung has the power to kill bacteria which are harmful for humans. Applying cow dung is part of a cleaning process in Indian villages. Very, very nice.
It's also good for your mandir.
It's good for your paisan, your penas, and your puha, and your gar, hawan.
I do like how it lists the color.
And then here we have chloroform deep sleep spray, chloroform spray bihash original, chloroform sleeping spray, chloroform liquid, and of course my monthly re-up chloroform spray for kidnap.
And that is available for a reoccurring monthly order. It's a subscription.
Holy shit,
money on that.
Go to the replies. There's more. The guys put more.
I'm going to throw up.
Save it for Minecraft.
This guy's a panty tester. He's super fantastic and comfortable panty, and men can also wear this. Wow, what a pretty panty. Really feeling awesome, and panty cut design is amazing. Gents can ... He gives them all a 5-star review. What does it look like if he's a 3-star review? Are there any panties that don't meet his criteria here?
I think they're all knockouts.
What else we got? What else is after this here? Extra time condoms grip.
Which during a rape, you would want to be short and...
Yes, these are for after the rape. Yeah, don't forget, these people are basically Americans just waiting to become American. Poop doesn't taste good. It feels like someone added mud.
They're cutting it.
Yeah, it's been cut down. Arranged marriage bros, I don't feel so good. Penis increase oil. Oh no. Oh no.
That was like being in a car wreck, to be honest. I feel dazed.
News topics. Jewish Coca-Cola. For some reason, it requires a community note, which just confirms everything the video already said, that this is indeed, in fact, Jewish Coca-Cola.
Why does this cap differ from all other caps? No caps. The reason is because this Coca-Cola has no corn syrup. Usually, Coca-Colas have corn syrup, but this one is a special run that Coca-Cola does just for the Jewish people who celebrate Passover.
The recipe that everybody prefers, and it's obviously that they can make it, and it's not so complicated that they can't make it in small batches, but you can't have it because you want it too much. The thing that bothered me the most about the video is just that the guy is, like, sickening. It's not anything about Jewish whatever. It's not the hat that he's wearing. It's not the Passover Coca-Cola. It's this, like, his demeanor, I think, is what made me sick. Reminds me of Rabbi Shmuley in a way. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony. He's moving on up, guys. He's living in a $900,000 house. This thing is beautiful. His family, they just got an Escalade. This thing's awesome. Is it a new Escalade? That is awesome. I do wonder if the lawyer told them to go out and do that to piss people off, to bring more attention to the case. I don't know. Is there some sort of 4D chess, or is it just straight black? Their lawyer is a guy who, what do you do, beat a baby's ass? Didn't he shake a baby until it got brain damage or something? Yeah, Dominique Alexander, the advocate for Carmelo Anthony, he gave a baby a brain injury. Whoa. I think he was either shaking or, as they say in the hood, whooping a baby's ass until it got a brain injury. Why is this guy still alive? That's the question. Do black people even give a shit about black-on-black violence? I assume the baby who he shook was a black baby.
Yeah.
So this black baby, imagine you're a baby. Some guy shakes you, and now you're retarded.
Slam dunked him.
Does anybody in the black community care about this?
I don't think so.
Or they're just like, oh, he whooped that baby ass. He won't slap the black off that baby. He ain't gonna cry again.
What'd the baby do?
Yeah, what'd the baby do?
That's the thing. It worked.
Yeah.
What he did. Yeah. That's what black people, well.
If it works, it works, I guess. I don't know, man. Anyway, Carmelo Anthony, gated community. Nice. Got to get away from all the Carmelo Anthonys out there. When a killer moves into a gated community, kind of inverts the entire idea of gates.
Well, it's like pit bulls. There's no way it's going to happen twice.
That's true. Once a black person wigs out and kills somebody, they're then safer because they got it out of their system. Maybe that's why they're not putting him in prison. Is that why? Is it still the case that Trump hasn't tweeted about the victim once? What's the kid's name?
Austin Metcalf.
Austin Metcalf. See, I didn't remember the name because the president hasn't tweeted it once, although the president has tweeted George Floyd probably 70 times. I don't know. Austin Metcalf. Rest in peace. Nice dad. Fucking faggot.
Woo!
We forgive him. It's not about race.
Oh, I tried so hard to avoid this story.
It's time for top 5 celebrity men who paint their nails. Me? Coming soon. Number 5, Dean McDermott. This guy's a stud. He's just an actor guy. He's from Canada, which probably has nothing to do with it. There's weird people everywhere. But my first instinct when I hear a guy does this, painting his nails, is to grab onto the first rationalization that I can. So in my mind, it's because he's Canadian. And that doesn't mean that all Canadians do this, but I have no other way to process this information. Number 4, Cristiano Ronaldo, the coolest athlete in the history of sports that everybody worships and knows. If you count human beings with souls, he has 0 fans. If you were to take a bunch of porridge, and they call it glodgepodge, it's in the Bible, they can do this. You can amass a humanoid shape, and you take 2 little stones of coal and set those into the eye sockets, and then you put a fig on the mouth, and that becomes the lips, and then you twist little nose holes, and you take 2 green tomatoes and put them on the side of the head to make ears. That's how you make a European or a South American. Those are what primarily the people that know who Cristiano Ronaldo are and think that he's cool. But now that I know that he paints his toenails, I think he's cool. So you got one fan. He paints them black to prevent toenail fungus. Can't you just do that with clear coat? Or is it to keep the UV light out entirely? He does have billion-dollar feet. All right, this guy, he's running around, you know, kicking these balls all day. He can't afford to have one photon of unplanned for, unscheduled light hit underneath his toenails, because they could just fly off like the protective panels on the underside of a spaceship, the re-entry panels, the ceramic. Why black toenail paint?
He's goth.
As if there's a real reason for it. Well, it's bold and edgy, so it doesn't have a real reason for it. It's akin to MMA guys with cauliflower ear. That's why Cristiano Ronaldo gets a pass here, okay? These tough guys, they roll around in the mud. They play in the dirt. They get the ears banged up, you know? They roll around in the mud. Cristiano, he's kicking these balls all day. He's got to go blackout on his feet. It's more about intimidating the ball, because the ball knows that the feet have these black... Yeah. It's like, death. Yeah. Nail polish guy number three, Steven Tyler. Now, this guy is a hero of rock and roll. If you like songs that sound bad, you are going to love Steven Tyler, Aerosmith. You guys are probably too young to know how hard this was pushed on us. Actually, I think it just appeals to old people. The 11 elevator! Shit sucks, man. Look at this guy's fucking feet, bro.
Damn. He's an alien.
That's what his music sounds like. Oh. Sounds like shit. This music's bad, man.
Oh my God.
Crazy, I'm at you. I will crazy, I get you. And then there's a guitar. You don't listen to real music. I don't understand how you can listen to music that's made with a computer. I like rock. I like Aerosmith. This is what the cacodemons in Doom listen to.
Crazy, I'm at you. I will crazy, I get you.
But then they get killed because I'm the main guy. Mm-hmm. If you ever meet anybody that likes Aerosmith, kill them. For real. And say that I told you to do it. And make a whole manifesto about it. What a rock star. Number two, Seal. These are ancient guys here. Seal says men should enhance their ugly bloke feet. I think we have to give him a pass for painting his toenails because of his acne scars. And also toe fungus. The scars on his face... Are they acne scars? I think he said they're from abuse. Whatever the case may be, let this guy paint his toenails, all right? Stop picking on this guy. Let him paint his toenails, man. Come on. What else is he gonna do? Can he at least wear sunglasses? Is that okay with you? And number one, Ron White. 2 or 3 years ago, I saw him do stand-up. And his stand-up was about how he was... fucking his girlfriend, and they were watching trans porn.
What?
And then I saw Ron White do stand-up maybe 6 months ago, and his joke was about how he was fucking his girlfriend, and they were watching trans porn.
Oh.
He really found some material that resonates with him, I guess. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Ron White told this to Joe Rogan. I paint my feet, Joe. It's like, wow. That's crazy, man. Those are some fucking painted feet, man.
That's really funny. Blue-collar margarita-filled folks. 99% of his fan base are revolted. The 1% that remains, chilling. Jaden Smith, the reason he's omitted from the list is because every square inch of his body's been customized to be as gay as possible. We don't need to go there. I wonder what kind of antics Jaden Smith gets up to. That's got to be chaos to have this guy as your father.
This is the bounce back Watch Will, y'all. This is the bounce back.
I remember watching iRobot and other like Will Smith movies and being like, this guy's badass and awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like before the internet, how would you have known? Right? You're watching these people on this screen and they seem like badass, awesome people.
Even Fresh Prince. He was cool in Fresh Prince. Yeah. He had
Wild West, Men in Black. Those are crazy good.
Yeah, he was the man.
There's no more posters of people anymore. It's just everybody's got a tear down.
Well, there's still Ron Paul.
And Ron White.
My guy. And Ron White.
My guy.
Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset presents Get Rich Quick. All this could be yours. Give us a call on 434-225-7226. You could be making up to $4,917 per week. Now you can get your copy of Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset for just $19.99 for a limited time only.
Mr. Hyde, I just wanted to thank you for being a true American hero. You are the embodiment of a 1996 Chevy Impala.
Hey, thank you, man.
Hey, Sam, loving the new video. If I had a question to give, it would be, what do you suggest for people who want to be able to not really give a shit about what's going on in the political climate and be able to focus on, you know, doing themselves and not have to be burdened down with this whole social media economic shit that's been forced down our throats? Love you, Sam. I've been a long time fan. Peace.
What did he say? I was doom scrolling Twitter.
I think he said
there's a new thing. There's a new thing that's ruining my life. You didn't listen to what he said either?
No. I was watching you doom scroll. It's a new thing I'm onto right now.
He was asking for advice in regards to not paying attention to what's going on in the political and economic sphere and focusing on himself. Like, he's trying to figure that out from what I gathered.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to. You don't really have another other choice. If you fixate on stuff that's outside of your control, whether it's political stuff or not, whether it's political, economic, or just life stuff, if it's outside your control, it's outside your control, and you have to compartmentalize it somehow. You have to move beyond. It doesn't mean completely ignore it. It just means that when you are accessing that information or mentally dealing with it, you've set aside time specifically for it. Mine would be probably the 3 hours before bed. That's when I really just sort of allow myself to, you know, look into world politics from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., having blue light in my face, rapidly spinning, looking at bombings.
And eating junk food, ice cream.
Well, I eat McDonald's at night to sort of relax me. That's when I would say you got to compartmentalize that. But yeah, just realize this stuff is outside your control. And it's there, also, it's there to make you feel powerless, by the way. This is this is a real, an actual thing, a documented thing. The reason why they push this chaos is because it keeps you nose to the grindstone, cog in the machine, in your lane, not a problem.
Demoralized.
That's a pretty easy, like, guidestone to use. If there are vast forces that want you to behave a certain way, probably should behave the other way. That's a good starting point. If you're having trouble figuring out what to do, that could be like step one to gaining your sort of informational foothold. Where do we go from here? Step one, the opposite of what this gay machine wants you to do. Just do the opposite.
Kind of think that's what Flat Earth was, the appeal for that.
Yeah, Flat Earth, we're going to do a whole video on why Flat Earthers are right.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on Reddit in r/science, and you could put Holocaust denial, you could put alien gravity, you could put whatever like fringe, outside the mainstream thing you want, and you'd get, you know, a handful of negative comments, whatever. This guy's an ass, he thinks this. If you go in r/science and you say some Flat Earth stuff, you're getting banned. You're getting 200 people jumping down your throat. Every negative, hateful comment towards you is getting 200 karma. Like, that's what they reject the hardest. The reason for that is because Flat Earth stuff is the low IQ guy's rejection of science. It's almost like a mental judo in a way, like using your opponent's energy against them. Dumbass gas station guy using the language of science to refute all science. That's what flat earth stuff does. It refutes all science. Yep. If you're willing to accept the premise that the earth is flat, that means you're fully on board with anti-vax stuff, Wi-Fi, 5G, brain cancer, whatever. All the stuff that the people in power don't want you to know about or look into. The stuff that's true, whatever from that batch of things is true. Flat earth stuff, that is the layman's attack against scientism. Anyway.
All right, man. I'm a 31-year-old father of four, married to the children's mother. I'm an insurance agent. I make a pretty good living, about $100,000 a year. I'm wondering if I'm a crazy person to go out on my own and start my own business. I'm going to forfeit a paycheck for a while, but I feel like if I stay in this 9-to-5, that I'm stuck there forever. And one day I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be 65. My kids are all grown, and I never really got anywhere other than just paying my bills and getting by day to day. I don't really know. I mean, am I crazy for forfeiting my paycheck and trying to make it on my own so I can be wealthy one day? Or should I just stick in this 9-to-5 and just be a cubicle monkey and just cash my paychecks and never expect to get ahead?
Did he have a business idea?
I don't think he mentioned one, no.
Yeah.
He said he makes 100 a year?
Yeah.
I think that for a younger, not even a younger person, but a person without kids, the answer would be go start your own business. What most people do when they make any amount of money is they immediately acquire whatever level of liabilities they can afford to acquire given their paycheck. That's why a paycheck, like making some amount a year, if you think about it in that way, like if you in your head are saying, I make 75 a year, that's already a dangerous starting point, because the mental calculation you're doing is, when you say that, as you're saying, 75 minus food and rent equals BMW 3 Series. That's the way that your mind works when you say that. And I know you might think you're immune to this, but if you ever said, I make 75 a year, you're already getting yourself ready to spend the you know, your discretionary spending or whatever. And that's like a recipe for staying poor forever. $100,000 in a place where it's not super duper expensive to live is pretty good, but you might actually be better off looking at the Dave Ramsey shit, which is what I tell people to avoid. And I hate Dave Ramsey, and I would love to, I think the most just way to would be to choke him with a foot long sandwich, like the movie Thinner, or make him like count pennies until his skin comes off. If you were going to punish him in a poetic, like biblical way, it would have to involve like shaving his skin off to earn like greenbacks. The guy's so old, he doesn't even call them dollars. He calls them greenbacks. That's the type of guy Dave Ramsey is. The reason I hate Dave Ramsey, by the way, is because Dave Ramsey, his whole ethos is about saving, not overextending yourself, battening down the hatches, tightening your financial world, and becoming as small, having as small of a financial footprint as possible. And the reason I hate that is because if you're a young man and your only asset is time and you have nothing else, you just have nothing else. The way that you actually make money is by being like dangerous, basically. You throw as much shit at the fan as you can until something sticks. And the keeping money and being safe, that mindset is an entirely different thing. And if you try to mix the two, you're going to get burned somehow. Like if you try to hang on to and preserve wealth by overextending yourself, living wildly, living flying by the seat of your pants, doing crazy stuff, then you're going to lose your money. And vice versa, if you have nothing, if you're trying to make money, you're trying to become something, and your route to doing that involves thinking conservatively, that's, you're not going to go anywhere. So if you're already making, if you're making $100,000 and you have four kids, that you have to support. The move might be to just pare your life down and make yourself as small as possible outside of the work that you do, and just see how much money you can plug into whatever your preferred wealth preservation vehicle is. I would say Bitcoin, but I don't want to be a guy that's always telling people to buy Bitcoin. So whatever you think is going to preserve your wealth, just try to get as much USD flowing into that as possible. But what most people would do if they were making $100,000 a year is they would pay for their rent and their food, and then they'd go out and find a way to spend the rest of the $100,000 on some fucking gay car. And if you're going to start a business, maybe the move is to hold on to the job and see, first of all, how much time you can fight for. If you treat it like that, if you're thinking of time as something that you need to fight for, you might find that you have an extra half day sitting there every day. You might find that you have enough time to build a business, or if not build a business, test out your minimum viable product. If you have a business idea, that's what you need to do first, is you need to say, what is the smallest thing that I can do that would be a microcosm of the bigger entity that I want to make? So if it's a landscaping business, that would be hire one Guatemalan guy, find one customer, and rent a lawnmower from Home Depot or whatever the equipment is, and see if you can actually go get a client that doesn't laugh you away and that you can afford to pay your worker and yourself, you know, that type of thing. Minimum viable product, just look up what that term means and internalize that that's something you need to do before you start fantasizing about how you're going to be a big real estate tycoon. Hang on to the job and fight for time. And if you can't fight for the time and find an extra quarter of a day in your day, that probably means you just don't want it bad enough. Take a faster shower, have your woman pre-cook your meals, eat nutritionally dense but not so fun to eat oatmeal from a tub instead of whatever, you know, you do to eat. Let your lady know that it's going to be kind of tight for the next year and a half. You're going to try to start a business, and the entertainment budget and the eating out budget is going away while you do this. And just fight and find 2 extra hours per day. See what you can brainstorm, outsource, use AI, hire Guatemalans, whatever little tactic you think is going to work, and see if you can get a minimum viable product up and running. But $100,000 a year in a place that's not expensive to live, if you are in fact a Virginian or whatever, that's not peanuts. Although you probably are going to spend it all and be poor forever, unfortunately. Not you, but the guy that's like you that doesn't watch me. But that's what people do, is they just spend. You say, I'm an $85,000 a year guy, let me go get a 3 Series. I make 6 figures, I better upgrade. I wanted this, I'll treat myself. I've wanted this for 5 years. What do people even spend their money on?
Exotic fish.
Wow. That's one of my weaknesses, actually. I don't have a fish tank right now, but I do want a fish tank, but I'm reconsidering after that.
I'm just trying to think of what my dad spent money on. It was cars, but I know people buy like golf clubs and home improvement equipment, Milwaukee tools and shit like that. All right, guys, it's about that time again. It's time for the free viewers to go elsewhere. Where? I don't know. You'll find something, though. I'm confident in that. I know that you'll find the videos that you need, and you won't pay a dime. You're gonna get all the free content that you absolutely need to watch. Hours and hours and hours of it. You have to watch Police Activity. Go there now and watch every video they've ever uploaded before you go to bed. It's important. I'll let you know what channel to binge watch tomorrow. As soon as you wake up, I will text you. I have your number. I'm going to text you. If you want to watch the rest of this broadcast, though, you're going to have to go to mde.tv. It's a special website where we collect your bank information. It's not like you think, okay? We're going to take direct access to your credit card. It's not what you're thinking, all right? We're going to have your name, your email, your driver's license number. Don't worry about it, okay? We're just going to take those things from you. We're going to get that information. We're going to scour the internet and take the information, all right? It doesn't matter what we do with it, all right? And then we're going to make a new person using your identity. We're going to take porridge and goo and yams and create a sort of a snowman shape. And we're going to have two little pieces of black coal and put a fig there for the lips and make little nose holes. Use green tomatoes for the ears. And that's going to become Josh Keeler, which is you. And they're going to go to school with your name, and they're going to go home in wintertime. And, Mom, I'm back! I'm back, Mom, and look, I made something of my life! And for once, your parents are going to feel pride swelling in their chest when they see you, Josh. When they see you. But it's not you, because the real you is hanging out with me, having fun! Having a blast on MDE.TV. Sign up now. Even if you're not going to pay, sign up for the free tier. It does help us. Thank you guys so much. Evan. Thank you very much. That's my good time. Good night. Thank you very much. That's my time. Good night. Thank you guys very much. It was great. Have a good time. Good night.
You put in the hours at practice. You push through to pain, but there's still one thing missing from your game. Firestorm Sigs, because your lungs should fear you.
Come on. I want to see you dance, kid.
Oh, oh, oh.
I want to see some footwork, kid. Come on. Get those knees up. Hit the deck. Come on, kid. Show me what you got.
When your team needs a hero, be the guy that lights up.
You need a fire.